This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Pizza and Parsecs. I'm Dave.
I'm Liv.
And
hot takes.
Oh, great.
Tail wagons and I don't know actors and actresses' names.
Is that what I sound like? You must have. The puppies are active right now. Is that what I sound like?
Mm-hmm.
You missed a very important one.
Harry Potter.
Nope. Same beginning letter.
However.
There you go. I was wondering if you were going to say that one. Well, so we've been away for a little bit, and I feel like every other episode of ours, it starts that way, where we're like, we've been away for a bit.
We're not pregnant.
No, we're not pregnant.
And by we're not pregnant, I mean Liv's not pregnant. I can't get pregnant.
Yeah, no, I'm not pregnant. I feel like it's always a work thing for us, and this is not any different. I have 4 shows coming up in the next 2 months, 3 of which are in April, so that's exciting. One that will be closing about the same time right now that we are recording next week. So that's exciting. It's just been a really busy, really busy month. I thought March was going to be super simple and I blinked and here we are at the end of March and we don't have an episode until now.
Well, the good news is you've got spring break coming up and I have strategically coordinated my work schedule to sync up with that so that we can have an entire week of not work together.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. My brother's getting married that weekend of spring break. The tail end.
Yeah, at the tail end.
I do have a show right after his wedding that I have to... It's the day after, so it's not like I'm at the wedding and then, bye, here I am at a show. That's a cord. That's something that could shock you.
We're going to put that in the closet. That's empty now.
Hey! Dave's been spring cleaning for like the last couple of days.
I have been spring cleaning. It's long overdue spring cleaning.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I've been working most of the time that you've been spring cleaning, so.
Yeah.
It's been when I'm not here for the most part. Anyway, but we thought it would be really fun to come on and start a new series on our channel called What We're Hyped About, and then insert the words in spring, in summer, in fall, in winter. We did one at the beginning of 2021.
We did like an annual hype, but the thing is, like, so much stuff gets released throughout the year.
Yeah.
And invariably, things fall off our radar.
Yeah.
Things are no longer applicable, get moved to the next year. So we thought this would kind of be a fun and easy way to stay engaged, and with how busy work has been recently, it's good from a preparation standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do like to prepare for our episodes.
We do.
And we have some good ones coming up, but it's going to require subsequent viewings of very long movies.
Yeah, like The Batman.
Like The Batman.
We did watch that.
Yes.
I hope our listener isn't out there like, okay, Pizza and Parsecs talks about Batman and DC all the time, and they have yet to talk about The Batman. We saw it.
We did.
We dug it.
This is what I'll say up front. I liked it a lot. I wish it had an intermission.
Yes. I wish it was broken up into 2 parts. It was just a long movie, and we left it prepared to talk about it. We were mentally going into the movie like, okay, yeah, we're going to do an episode on this afterwards and it's going to be great. And we left it and we're like, we need to watch that again. It was like when we watched The Matrix. We had to watch that again before we decided to do an episode. And as of right now, The Batman is not on a streaming service. It's in the same boat as Spider-Man, which we still have not seen.
Yeah.
Because it's not on a streaming service. It is still in theaters.
Yeah, and that's not to say that we don't watch things in theaters. Like, for me personally, I have a lot of respect for Spider-Man, and I think it's great that we are getting more of Tom Holland. Honestly, like, I couldn't find the motivation to go see it in theaters.
I couldn't either, and we had tried, not gonna lie. We literally tried. We would sit down and be like, do you want to go see this tomorrow? We're like, yeah, okay, let's go see it. Then that day would come and we're like, eh, I don't really want to go to the movie theater. Or, eh, I don't really want to do this. I'd rather go and do something else over here. So,
well, and the other thing that's made this complicated is getting a new puppy.
Yes.
That has kept us homebound.
A lot.
And it's complicated things around the house with what we can do, what we can't do. We're starting to get in a better rhythm.
Yeah, she's doing much better with longer stretches at home by herself or with Remus.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't do full days. I think so far we've done one full work day for you so far.
Yeah.
And that was good.
The thing with that is I even left early that day.
Yeah. It's still problematic. We still have puppy vet visits that we have to coordinate our schedules around to make sure that she's up to date on her vaccines and stuff, which has cost us to move dentist appointments and hair appointments to make sure that we accommodate to those things. But I think we're finally getting into a rhythm with her that makes sense for us and it gets her into a routine that she's comfortable with.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that I want to do this year. Like there's trips that I want to take. There's books I want to read. There's comics mm-hmm. I want to read. By books I want to read, I'm going to probably listen to them because that's just easier.
Audible is our friend right now.
Yes. Currently listening to Dooku Jedi Lost, which is fantastic.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm listening to one of the young readers of High Republic. I'm still absolutely invested and obsessed with High Republic. So I don't remember. I can look at it. It's right here on my cell phone, which one I'm listening to.
You've just been blowing through them. So it's not surprising that it's hard to keep track of which book you're reading at the time because you read a lot through it.
Yeah, I do like to read, but with traveling to work back and forth and being at the theater and being at the studio all the time, it makes it so much easier to just plug it in, work on lights, work on choreography, work on stuff around the studio, and listen to a book. I'm about 45 minutes left of Race to Crashpoint Tower, which surprisingly is pretty good. I actually did not think I was going to like that one.
Yeah.
And I've blown through that one pretty quickly.
Oh, nice.
In just like 3 listens, I've gotten massive chunks done to where I only have 45 more minutes left.
That's awesome. That's what I really like about Audible. Not sponsored.
But you could totally sponsor us.
I think we have to release more consistently for them to want to be.
I think we should release more consistently for anyone to sponsor us. You know what would be really cool?
Just in general, we should release more consistently.
It would be cool if we could get sponsored by like Loot Crate or something like that. Because we do talk about nerdy stuff. But, you know, Loot Crate, if you're out there, we're willing. I'll open some boxes. Accio, I'll open some boxes. Those are cool.
Logitech, I'm also open to hearing from you guys.
There's a lot
Logitech, Steel Series, yeah. Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those mystery crate boxes that are super cool. I like to watch them on YouTube, but I don't like to subscribe because 99% of the things I'm like, I probably wouldn't keep that. There's like one thing in the box and be like, oh, yeah, I would get that.
Speaking of spring cleaning, I was a Loot Crate subscriber for like 2 years. And all of the boxes I just threw out are evidence of that.
Yes.
And all of the stuff that I'm not really into, that was part of those loot crate boxes, was part of that as well.
Right.
Because you get these boxes and you're like, oh, there's like 2 things in here I really like. And you're like, I feel bad throwing the other stuff out.
Right.
So I'm just going to like put it in a closet.
Well, and those things are like $25 a box. Sometimes more, sometimes less.
It was cheaper than that when I did it.
Yeah. And like, again, I watch people. I like to watch the Harry Potter nerds. There's this one, also not affiliated. He's the Potter collector. He collects all the Harry Potter books in different languages from different countries. And he just has a great collection of stuff. And he opens those like Accio boxes and the big wizarding trunks and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, cool. And so I'll watch it. And I'm like, all right, cool. The only thing out of that box that I probably would like are the t-shirts. And you can get those by themselves.
Yeah.
And not even all the t-shirts. There are some where I'm like, I would never wear that because it's bright pink.
Your husband would probably wear it.
My husband would wear it.
I like bright pink.
You do like bright pink.
I do. Hot pink.
Yeah.
That's a good color.
Like your shoes.
Yeah.
You're not wearing them today.
No.
Anyway, so I thought we'd talk about some cool spring stuff that we're excited about.
Sounds good, Liv. What do you want to get us kicked off with?
Let's get kicked off with probably the one that's going to be the most extensive, TV shows and movies.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go first.
Kenobi.
Duh.
One of my goals after Jedi Lost is to reread through Audible Master and Apprentice.
Which is one of your favorites. It's at really the top good. Of your list.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Claudia Gray. Let's be real.
So, yeah. No, definitely.
I want to give that another run through because I'm hoping that we're going to get some Force Ghost stuff with our dear friend Qui-Gon.
Do you think he is going to actually be a full Force Ghost?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because the last we heard and the last we knew about that was he didn't complete it. But he sent Yoda on it. He was just little Force orbs.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I saw some, like, interviews or something like that with Liam Neeson's.
Right.
He was being kind of cheeky about it, and I'm like, oh, that would be so cool.
It would be really cool. I think I would enjoy that a lot if he was a full Force Ghost when we saw him. But I would be okay with just a voice. Like, that's not...
Mm.
I am hoping with the Kenobi we get a live action...
Hold on, before you continue, spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen Rebels.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was your chance to leave. The final battle between him and Darth Maul.
Yeah, I want to see a live recreation of Twin Suns. Although, I don't know if Disney's going to hire Ray Park because he's kind of unhireable right now. But maybe they'll get somebody else and get Sam Witwer
to voice him. Yeah. That would be pretty cool. I would be okay with that. But that's my hope for Kenobi based off of the trailer that we got. What was it? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? I'm super stoked for the idea of a little Luke and just kind of seeing the pieces that we've only heard about and we kind of assumed with Obi-Wan Kenobi watching over Luke and being on Tatooine, and I think it's going to be a really cool show, for sure.
Yeah. It's probably the Star Wars thing that I am the most excited about this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over this transcended the hype that I had for Book of Boba Fett and for Mandalorian Season 3.
Yeah. This alone is the most exciting series that we're getting with an official date attached to it. I say that because I am more excited about the Ahsoka series.
Yeah.
Where we still don't really know when that's supposed to come out. We have a rough idea, but we don't have a set time or date yet. So, at least as of this recording.
Yeah.
Who knows? This could come out and we could have a date the day after this comes out. So.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm also excited for that, but we can talk about that more when we start getting trailers and stuff.
Yeah, that's just going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to just be a great series, but Kenobi's going to be fire.
Straight fire.
Lit.
As the kids say.
Yes.
Do kids still say lit?
I have no idea.
You work with the youths.
Yes, but I don't hear them say lit in front of me, so I don't know. Any other fun TV shows, movies you are excited about?
So, when we went to go see Batman, we saw a very fun trailer.
One that I was not expecting that I would want to see, but I'm sitting here like, I really want to see this.
At first, it was like rubbing me like, oh, it's another Secret Life of Pets. Yeah. Okay. Which, granted, was a fine movie. I enjoyed it. It was funny.
I never saw it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I'll watch it when you watch Moana.
Okay.
The movie.
Then you don't have to watch it.
Okay.
I don't know why I have no interest in seeing Moana.
I don't either. It's a really, really good one. It's so much better
than... I think it's because everybody's trying to force me to watch it, and that's making me not want to watch it.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. But I'm working on it, so...
And then, like, you'll go... The other day, you were breaking out into song of that rock... The rock song. Thank You, or whatever.
You're welcome.
That one. And... I'm just sitting there like, this is not helping my interest at all.
I think when you see the show that my kids are putting together, that'll be enough. Because they're doing a very good job with it.
You know what that might be? Like, if I ever get really sick...
You'll watch Moana?
And, like, I'm home alone, I'll watch Moana.
Okay.
I don't think I can watch... Like, knowing how you feel about Moana, I would feel... It's one of those movies where I would feel uncomfortable watching it with you at this point.
Oh, because I would just dance and sing the entire time.
Yeah, and I just want to, like, have a quiet movie session, so I'll probably watch it, like... 4 a.m. when I wake up and not feeling great.
Yeah.
And then I'll just like watch it by myself.
Okay.
I'll be like, okay.
Watch you fall in love with it. It's going to be like that SpongeBob episode where Squidward tries a Krabby Patty for the first time and then is obsessed with Krabby Patties. You're going to watch it and be like, wow, that actually is really good, but I can't tell my wife is really good because then she'll be like, I told you so. And I'll sit there and be like, you're welcome.
Okay. Anyway, so the DC League of Super Pets... really gave me the same type of vibe that Secret Life of Pets did. But the further we got into the trailer, the more I was like, I can't wait for this. Like, Keanu Reeves as Batman.
I think that was the selling point for me. Because I sat there the whole time and was like, eh, this is just going to be some, like, silly kids movie that is just going to get kids into superheroes, like the DC superheroes, because we have so much Marvel out there right now. Like, it's going to be that nice swing for the next generation. But then it's like Keanu Reeves was Batman, and I was like, I'm going to see that. That's that. I have to see Keanu Reeves as Batman, period.
And Kevin Hart as Ace.
Right.
And I know Dwayne Johnson is in it. I think he might play Superman's dog or something like that, Superdog.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just looks really funny and cute.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
I'm down.
A movie that I haven't really talked about much with you, and I have a feeling that you're not very hyped about it, which is probably why I haven't talked about it much with you, is Morbius.
Yeah, that's that new Marvel one. That scary looking one with what's Jared his face. Leto. Yeah.
I'll watch anything with Jared Leto in it. I don't care what people say. I think he's a fantastic actor.
He played the Joker in the Suicide Squad.
He did. He did.
I liked him as the Joker.
He was also in Requiem for a Dream, Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah, he's a great actor.
Lord of War.
Mm-hmm.
He played Nicolas Cage's brother in that.
Watched that because of Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's another movie that I'm really excited about. The
wonderful.
The unbearable weight of talent or whatever it is. The Nicolas Cage story.
That's the one where I will watch it if I'm having fever dreams.
No, you probably won't watch it at all.
No, I won't. I don't care for Nicolas Cage. He bores me.
He's such a unique actor.
I beg to differ, but okay.
Who else is like Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage is the only one like Nicolas Cage. I get that, yes. However, he plays the same character in every single one of his movies to where it feels like he's not unique. It's just like, all right, I'm going to go see a Nick Cage movie. Okay, cool. It's Nick Cage. Goodbye.
Do you think the same thing could be said about Jack Nicholson?
Yeah. Jack Nicholson isn't annoying.
Okay. So, unbearable weight of massive talent. I'm excited for that. I'll see it alone.
Yes.
Or I'll probably see it with my buddies over on the Drift Space.
Yeah. That's a good place to watch that one.
Yeah.
They'll be a fun group to watch it with.
What about you? Let's. What are you bringing to the table here?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, okay. The Secrets of Dumbledore.
When does that come out?
That comes out in April.
Okay.
And I will see it with or without you in theaters, and I will cry the whole time.
I will not follow along, but I will go with you.
We can watch the first two beforehand.
I've watched the first two.
You've watched the first one and listened to the second one. I'm excited, and there are many, many reasons why I'm excited about this particular movie, because we're getting, obviously, a deeper dive into Dumbledore and the awful human being that he actually is. Come at me. Yes, I am one of those Harry Potter fans who sit back and say Dumbledore was actually the villain in the Harry Potter series because he is a horrible human being. That is said, that is done, and I said it. So fight me, Twitter. I'm excited because we're going to get a deeper dive in that. I'm really hoping a lot of the fan theories of McGonagall is true. My personal favorite is the age timeline does not line up accurately with the Fantastic Beasts movies to the Harry Potter films to McGonagall's just entire lifespan and the way, like, where she is and when she's a professor and all of that. So the theory goes that Dumbledore goes back in time. No, I lied. Dumbledore talks to McGonagall when she finally becomes a teacher at Hogwarts and is like, I need help with Grindelwald. Gives her the time turner because it's McGonagall who actually gives Hermione the time turner in the third book.
I remember.
Yes. And it is great. Third book's always the best. Come at me. She goes back in time to help with Grindelwald. She's supposed, like, she becomes a professor at Hogwarts. And that's when she becomes a animagus, because then she is technically really born and she has to hide from her family. So she turns into a cat, becomes a cat animagus for all the years leading up to meeting Dumbledore for the first time, then comes back as a human. Dumbledore and Grindelwald, or Grindelwald's defeated, Dumbledore welcomes McGonagall back, and then she can live the rest of her life. That's the fan theory, and I hope it's true and confirmed, because that doesn't line up. And I'm also hoping we get a young Tom Riddle, because one of the rumors is that Secrets of Dumbledore is supposed to be set 5 years later from the second Fantastic Beasts, which would make sense. And if we look at the timeline, we would have a young Tom Riddle. The only thing is, Dumbledore looks too young to interact with a young Tom Riddle based off of the Harry Potter books and movies. So I'm wondering how they're going to clean up all of those little
loose ends. Is he going to have a nose?
Yes, Tom Riddle has a nose.
He'll have a nose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How did he lose a nose?
Because when he returned serpent-like. Like, intentionally, like, that was when he was coming back. It wasn't, like, his intent to come back as a serpent, but because of his soul being split into seven pieces and him being, quote-unquote, the heir of Slytherin, he came back serpent-like. That's where his nose went. And if you look in the Goblet of Fire, and even in the books, they talk about how his eyes open like a serpent, so they open sideways and then normal, so like that skin kind of releases across his eyes. He's supposed to come back like a snake. It's great. That's why he has no nose.
Oh
yes.
Well,
yeah, so I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm aware that there are supposed to be two more Fantastic Beasts. I know that originally they had only signed on for a trilogy, and now we've got five in total, so I don't know if we're gonna get like Grindelwald's defeat, and then we're going to get something into Tom Riddle, or maybe we extend the Grindelwald story. I don't know, but I'm excited. That's the only movie I care about this spring.
Well, you also got a fun video game coming up, too.
Oh, that one's in this fall, so okay, I can't even talk about it.
That's right.
They say they're saying that one's going to be a holiday release, so it's probably not going to come out till fall or winter. Which I'm really disappointed in, because I hate when they say holiday release. And you're like, which holiday is it? Like, come at me and tell me which holiday. Is it Easter? Props not. Is it going to be 4th of July? What movies ever come out around 4th of July? Is it going to be...
Born on the 4th of July.
Was that a video game?
No.
Oh.
That was a movie. It also probably wasn't released on the 4th of July.
Wasn't Independence Day released close to...
I don't remember.
The 4th of July? That was a long time ago. The first one. The only one that matters. Not the new Independence Day that was released a while back ago that I don't think anybody saw. Did you see it?
No.
Okay, see?
I did not see it.
Nobody saw it. So I can't necessarily... I was going to talk about it, but it doesn't come out until the holiday.
Yeah.
But I did see gameplay in the spring.
14 minutes or something like that?
Yeah. It had me hooked.
Well, we can talk about it when we get closer to the fall, then.
Yeah. They did confirm there's no Quidditch, though, which I'm kind of bummed at. I wanted to play Quidditch. I wanted to be a beater. Anyway, any other movies?
Yes.
What?
So, first, I want to talk about a TV show real quick, Strange New Worlds. It's another Star Trek TV show. I'm excited for that. I'll just leave it at that, since we don't ever talk about Star Trek.
You can talk about it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
The end. And I'm very excited for The Lost City. With Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that movie.
And Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I want to see that.
it looks like a goofy rom-com that knows exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that Sandra Bullock is in it is the only reason I'm really excited about it, because I love Sandra Bullock.
I'll watch anything with Sandra Bullock in it.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so good.
She is a gem on the big screen. Yeah, no, I'm excited about that one. That one's going to be good.
It looks really funny.
I was going to say Stranger Things, but that's also the summer.
Okay.
So.
Trying to think.
Darn it.
If there's anything else.
Also, CW, can we just kill off some of our least favorite characters in The Flash?
Yeah, there's a new season of The Flash that we need to start.
Yeah.
So there's that.
If Iris is in it, though, I'm going to be sitting there hoping she dies the whole time. She's probably not going to die. It's fine.
Not big on this Iris. I was fine with this Iris early on in the series, but it's turned into something else.
She wasn't very, she wasn't this big character early on in the series.
No, she was still a big character.
She wasn't as annoying. It says sometime in 2022. Sometime in 2022. Yeah, some of our favorite DC shows are supposed to have new series and seasons and all of that stuff, but we don't get release dates until the week of.
Yeah, like Harley Quinn.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Righteous Gemstones.
Mmm.
We like ourselves some Righteous Gemstones.
Preach.
Yes.
Testify.
Okay, well, let's move on. I know that there's only one album that's coming out in the springtime that I'm excited about. Is there any music that you're excited about?
Foo Fighters just dropped an album.
Nice, nice.
Right, literally a day before Taylor Hawkins died.
Oh, yeah.
Which, RIP, very, very sad about that.
Yes.
But looking forward to listening to that in the gym this week.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine has a new album coming out
this
spring. Yeah, that's the only one I'm really excited about. There's not really a whole lot of music in the springtime that I'm usually down for. Red Hot Chili Peppers has something, but I haven't really cared for their newer stuff. But yeah, Florence and the Machine has something new coming out. I think they just released a new single 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it sounds really good. It sounds like a Florence and the Machine song. So I'm excited about this particular album.
Isn't Avril supposed to be dropping a new album, in its entirety? I think we've only gotten singles up until this point, but I could be wrong.
Let me check, because I don't know if she's releasing something in the spring.
She's released singles, which means the album should follow pretty closely.
Yeah, unless she's dropping singles, because I find it really funny that artists will drop singles, and depending on how far out their album will release, they'll drop more. Florence and the Machine, I feel like, has only dropped one single with a spring release date, but Avril has dropped a couple of singles, and watch it not be till summer or fall.
Going to the wiki.
She does have a new album coming out. Oh, it already came out. Love Sucks.
Oh, when did it drop?
Sucks being spelled S-U-X.
Released February 25th, so I'm about a month late.
Okay.
My bad.
That's not too bad. She is on tour, or she's going on tour with her Love Sucks album. So that's pretty exciting. I don't know very many concerts that are coming out in the spring. We're probably not going to go to any in the spring.
Most of what I saw, because I've been looking out for more now that the world is, fingers crossed, opening up a bit more.
Yeah.
We've been venturing out a bit more and stuff.
You never know. We could get the Alpha, Beta, Kappa, Delta.
Rush.
Rush variant that just hits us out of nowhere.
Rise Against has a concert in August.
Nice.
I kind of want to go to. We'll see, though.
Yeah. There's nothing I'm super stoked about concert-wise between now and summer. I haven't really checked for summer dates or anything like that. But as far as spring goes, I really am tapped out for weekends anyways.
Yeah. I kind of want to just cruise.
Yeah. Moving on. I need my next list. Are there any books that you're excited about?
No.
No? Well, me neither. Unless it's High Republic, I haven't really cared for what's been coming out.
There's stuff that I'm excited to read, but it definitely isn't brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, hold up. Hold up. Yes.
Hold up.
I do have one book. So, The Clone Wars just is releasing a collector's edition book that has like a whole bunch of like really cool stuff in it about the characters and some of the arcs and things like that.
Yeah.
That I pre-ordered.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool.
Title is released on April 5th, so very shortly. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Nice. Very cool. All the new High Republic books that are set to release were released in January and February, so I'm a little behind, but not by much. Only because I'm listening to them in chronological order, not release order.
And you're also listening to all of them, like the YAs and the adults.
Yep. In chronological order.
Are you doing the comics at all?
No, I was going to do the comics, but they're so hard to, like, I mean, I could get them on Amazon, but I enjoy supporting small businesses as much as possible and trying to help out the, you know, comic book, physical comic book stores as much as I can. But I figured I would get through to a good stopping point with the storyline that's going on in the High Republic books and young readers right now. And then once there's a very large collection of comic books, then go breeze through those, because I can breeze through a comic book pretty quickly.
Yeah, I kind of take the same, a similar approach. I wait for volumes or the omnibus.
Yeah.
Volumes probably for Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's one that I've had on my list for a while. I can't remember what it is, but I'm kind of waiting till it's more complete.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what I'm going to do with the High Republic, because once they get to a good stopping point where we have a good, solid, pretty much big book of it,
yep,
I will then sit down and read those, which will be fun.
Sweet.
Video games. Any video games coming out in the spring that you're excited about?
No. Nothing new.
Yeah.
The only video games that I'm excited about are like are later in 2022.
Same. Like Hogwarts Legacy and some holiday.
Arkham Knights.
That one's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Arkham Knights, isn't it?
Yeah, the one with Babs and Robin.
Nightwing.
I think we're getting Batwoman as well, potentially.
It's been so long since I've seen anything for it.
Yeah. That's supposed to come out sooner than Hogwarts Legacy, I think.
I don't know. I'm ready for that. I'm excited for that to come out.
It's going
to
be
finally
a good one.
Like a PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Right.
Like, seriously, I got first world problem here, but bear with me. I managed to pick up a PS5 like on release, basically. And it'd be great if I could find games that like actually are built for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Like fully leverage like the graphics card that it has and the processor and like, you know, really feel it.
Yeah.
And Horizon Zero Dawn, I was excited about at one point. I just haven't picked it up yet.
Yeah. There's a couple of games that I've found that are really fun on the PlayStation 5, but I do find that most of the PlayStation 5 games that have come out recently are more tailored to gamers like myself. Like, there's a couple that you play, but I think I've played more of the PlayStation 5 in the more recent days than you have, just with Life is Strange and all of those kinds of games that come out that I prefer. I feel like they released a console during the pandemic and then have delayed so many of the games that people bought the consoles for that people are sitting around with their consoles like, okay, well, I bought this.
Yeah.
Where are my games? Where are the games that we can play on it? And I think that's really, really frustrating. And PlayStation, you need to get your act together. Like, stop giving me 14 minutes of gameplay and just give me the game to play myself. That would be nice.
Release that beta.
Yeah. Or, like, give me a demo or something.
Hashtag not sponsored, but hint, hint, Sony, Warner Brothers.
Come on. Let's go. Yes. Is there anything else that you're excited about with the spring?
Spending more time with my wife.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to our staycation.
This is going to be so nice.
I like spending time with you.
I like spending time with you.
We got married during the pandemic. I'm still not sick of you.
I know. How crazy is that? You would think, okay, listen, I was sitting here the other day thinking about...
Listen.
Because, like, March hits our half year of our... If I remember correctly. words. September, October, November, December, January, February, March. It's half a year before our anniversary.
Our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But March is that midway point between anniversaries. So I was sitting here and I said that out loud to somebody and I was like, oh yeah, we're actually coming up on our like midway point between the two anniversaries or between dates. And I was like, we got married during a pandemic. You work from home. I cut back my days of working from, what was it? I was working like 6 to 7 days a week to now I work 3 normal days. And then sometimes I have to go in early in different days just for like extra rehearsals. And we haven't been sick of each other.
That's been cool.
That's been really cool. Like, we could have easily gotten sick of each other, but we didn't.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. I think we're pretty set for our marriage.
Heck yeah.
We're going to be doing pretty good. There she goes. Zelda's huge, by the way. We love her. Yeah, no, I'm also excited about time spent together. I'm really looking forward to spring break because it's like the weekdays are my days off because the 2 weekends I don't really have like downtime with the wedding, with our Perfectus show next weekend. This weekend's been busy as all get out.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. At the time of this recording, it's my last day in my 20s. I woke up and was like, this is my last day in my 20s. And then I did a little happy dance. I was like, all right, let's go into my 30s. I'm ready. Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm 30. You okay to have a 30-year-old wife?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
I'm old now. I need to trade it in for a newer model.
Okay, cool. That was the response I was expecting you to give me. That's why I set it up that way.
I'm not going to joke about that.
You could have. I was setting you up for it.
No.
Okay, well, I lose.
I'm going to do that with people around.
Oh, okay.
Like your parents.
Yeah, they will get a kick out of that.
And your dad will laugh.
Oh, my dad will think that's so funny. But yeah, so I'm excited about that week of downtime where Monday through Friday, I really don't have anything on the agenda. I have a couple of like private lesson dance stuff with my brother and his fiance just to finalize their first dance. I gotta get my ring cleaned. I gotta get a dress for his wedding and go purple. So I'm excited about that. Spring is always super busy. Well worth it at the end.
It'll be metal.
Yep. And May is actually a lot easier this month than in past months.
Okay.
April is the busy month this year.
Cool.
Yeah. I've got all the shows in April. That's what we're excited about. We've been playing Destiny, so if you want to play Destiny with us, hit us up. We've been playing a lot of it. And I say this every time we find a new game, and nobody hits me up. So, like, if you play Destiny, come play Destiny with us.
You're making her sad.
It's so much fun. And then we talk about how we should stream games, and we never do that. But we really should stream Destiny.
It'd be fun.
That would be really fun. They could see how bad I am at it.
You're not bad.
I'm not good.
You're not bad.
Yeah, but I'm not good.
You're not bad.
I'm getting better.
You're not bad.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You ready to wrap this up?
Yes.
Speaking of wrapping things up, if you're looking for a solid way to wrap up your day, look no further than our brothers and sisters over on the Red 5 Network.
Segway.
They are on the Red 5 Network.
Aforementioned.
I'm not done yet. I also messed it up.
You should go listen to our friends on the Red 5 Network. They are on the Red 5 Network. But you can't find them on the Blue 5 Network. Just the Red 5 Network.
Anywho.
Red 5 Network.
Got all sorts of podcasts over there. Great folks that we know you'll enjoy. Make sure you check them out at red5network.com. This has been another episode of Pizza and Parsecs. I'm Liv.
I'm Dave.
And you can check our show out on the aforementioned. Red5Network.com. Or head over to...
PizzaandParsecs.com. I was stressing him out. I'll stop.
If you want to do us a solid, you can head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rate and review.
5-star rate and review.
It'd make us very happy and not stressed.
The vein on the side of your head is popping out, so I'll stop.
It's always popping out. Make sure you hit us up on our socials at Pizza and Parsecs.
Holla.
Oh my god. We have a Twitter at Pizza and Parsecs. Give us all the hollers you got. We always holler back.
Holla!
And as always, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Mischief Managed, may the force be with you, and God bless.
I'm done.